And now a look at an aspect of education that might surprise some of you. It's the lack of guidance counselors. Let's bring back Bill Simons. He's director of the Global Pathways Institute at Arizona State University. He says high schools aren't preparing American students for careers through college or otherwise, that the U.S. has the highest college dropout rate in the world because kids don't know how to choose one or don't need one. He points to apprentice programs in Europe as a better answer. And he would start talking to kids about jobs and college in grade school. We'll get to that, but Bill recently organized a conference on transforming guidance counseling. He joins us from the studios of KJZZ in Arizona. Bill, how big a crisis is this lack of high school guidance counselors?
You know, I think it's a massive crisis. I think it's really the black hole in the American education system. Every year, we spend thousands of dollars educating every student. We spend the equivalent of one can of Coke on guidance counseling. One can of Coke.
Well, let's drive that home. According to the National Association for College Admission Counseling, the average school in the U.S. has one guidance counselor for every 500 students. Now, there are a couple that are above average. Vermont has it down to 235 students per guidance counselor. Wyoming, 200 per guidance counselor. But that's it. And in some schools, no guidance counselor at all?
Well, that's right. Some schools don't have a guidance counselor. In California, I think the ratio is 800 to 1. And keep in mind, Robin, that they spend a lot of their time dealing with emotional and behavioral issues, which are very important, don't have anything to do with where you're going to go to college or what career you might pursue. And so at the end of the day, they have almost no time to devote to career guidance counseling.
Well, and this adds to the gap that everyone is talking about in education. The kids in the wealthier school districts will have more guidance counselors, more access to guidance counselors. They also have parents who can also spend money on guidance counselors. It's a huge inequity.
It's a massive inequity. You know, if you look at the wealthy suburbs, even in the public schools in those wealthy communities, students get a lot of hand-holding when they apply to college and a lot of direction on which colleges are likely to get accepted to. In contrast, many low-income students get next to nothing in terms of either college counseling and really nothing when it comes to what are they going to do with their life? What's their career going to be?
What are some of the things that happen because of that? I'm thinking one is that kids might only be familiar with a community college that they walk by every day. They may not even know what's available.
Well, the first thing that happens is lack of engagement. You know, high school now, just like it used to be, is very boring to many students. They don't see what's the meaning or what's the relevance of what they're being asked to study. Because they're not getting any direction on what they might do with their life, many of them don't feel they're heading anywhere. One result of that is that every year, 1 million students drop out of high school. And of course, if you drop out of high school in 2015, the chances that you're going to become successful are almost non-existent. So that's the first cost. I think it really contributes to a lack of engagement among students. And Gallup has measured this, and they find that there's a dramatic fall off in the level of student engagement from elementary school, when most students are excited, curious, eager to go to school, to high school, when the majority of students are not engaged in school, the majority. And I think the failure to provide guidance counseling, talk to students about what they're going to do with their life, is really a major cause of that.
Well, and of course, the guidance counselors themselves are completely swamped. We read about some school systems where guidance counselors use the same letter of recommendation because they don't have time to write new ones. They just replace the student's name. And apparently, schools know this.
That's right. That's a real problem in terms of college counseling. It's a lot broader than that, though. I mean, the first question is, if you're going to college, what college really makes sense for you? And what are you going to study when you get to that college? If you get no guidance counseling, you haven't decided any career option, you're probably going to be lost when you go to college. And USA Funds, which is a major leader in studying this issue, estimates that 60 to 80% of students are simply wandering. They might be on a campus, they might be taking courses, but they don't have any idea where they're heading. And given the cost of college, that's a very, very expensive way to try to figure out what you're going to do with your life.
So what happens now? I mean, I can hear people saying, well, parents should take more responsibility. There are kids who have parents who've never been to college, who don't know the process. And it's also very complicated now. There's a lot more that you have to do today than maybe 20, 30 years ago to apply to college. So what are you recommending?
We're recommending really a dramatic cultural change in this area. We really need to make career guidance counseling a major priority.
But in a time when schools have just cut just about everything, are you talking about just hiring more people?
No, I'm actually talking about reconfiguring how we deliver education. we want to make it a lot more relevant. Again, keep in mind, 1 million students are dropping out of high school every year, most of them because they feel it's irrelevant. So we need to connect what students are studying more with the real world. That means that all teachers need to get engaged in the job of talking to students about what they're going to do with their life.
Well, and teachers are feeling they're pretty overworked, too. But you're saying kids at a very young age need to be talked to about what the possibilities of jobs are and what the possibilities of their capabilities are. And when we talked last time, we brought up that raises the fear of, oh, no, we're going to start tracking kids at a young age and telling them you shouldn't go to college. You should just go into woodworking. But you point to other countries where actually apprenticeships are highly respected and kids are making huge salaries after having done that.
The first point I'd make, Robin, is the overwhelming amount of poverty in our public schools. It really is staggering. It's frightening. Those students often don't see a way out. The first thing we're talking about is saying, you know, you really can pursue the American dream. It still is possible to get into the middle class and hopefully do even better than that.
And we're reading about guidance counselors being trained to get students thinking about college way ahead of their junior, senior year. So that's one answer. You say also bring in mentors.
That's right. We can reduce the workload on counselors by recruiting others to help do mentoring. One great source of talent is retirees. They've been in the workforce. They understand what it's like to have a job and a career. They can talk to students about that and really impart a great deal of wisdom. And I think it's a job that many retirees would be very good at and would really welcome.
What about technology? How are we not using that, in your opinion?
Well, now students often have access to websites and other tools that will tell them about job opportunities, et cetera. So that's one of the really positive developments we've seen, that a lot more information is available to students than they used to have access to. One thing they do in Canadian schools is every day they have what they call a career advisory. And they'll spend 20 minutes, maybe even longer, with the students talking about different career options, getting them to think about what they might want to do with their life. And they do that every single day. So they really embed it into the school day and get students thinking about what's going to happen once they leave school.
But most people don't have a clue what they want to do when they're that young.
Well, they're not going to figure it out if you don't even talk to them about what they want to do. And I think the thing we have to keep in mind is that career guidance should really be a process. We developed the term career literacy. Let's equip all students, and for that matter, adults, with the skills, the knowledge, and the support they need to figure out what career makes sense for them and what's the pathway to pursue that. That doesn't necessarily mean they've chosen one particular career. It does mean they know how to go about the process of sorting through all the options, figuring out which one might make sense for them, and then being able to discover the pathway that's going to enable them to achieve that.
Well, this idea of not enough guidance is attracting some attention. The City Council in New York recently passed a bill requiring the city's education department to report on the ratio of counselors to students. But still in Washington, the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights said that 1 in 5 high schools in America has no guidance counselor at all. 1 in 5. Do you see this shifting?
Well, I think we need a national movement to shift it. And those 1 in 5 high schools, the vast majority of those are serving some of the poorest students in America. One of the most important things we can do is to start talking to these students about how they can succeed. And that's really a fundamental civil rights issue. I think this should be a central feature of our education system.
Bill Simons, director of the Global Pathways Institute at Arizona State University. Bill, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And Jeremy, it reminds me how lucky we are to have guidance counselor Lisa Maselli on occasionally to answer questions.
Yes, and when she is on, she tells me she gets calls from listeners saying, "How can you help my kid get into college?"
This is why, and she'll be back.